Okay, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Playtime Podcast, Series 3, Episode 6. It is a beautiful day. It's actually really sunny now, and we're having a coffee. This is our second episode in. We thought, fuck it, we're going to go straight into a new one. And there's another Patreon episode out now as we speak, so make sure you subscribe to that if you want to see the exclusive juice that we speak about each week and the giveaways. I have to plug in the beginning, so you just so you know that we have exclusive episodes each week, which are really, really interesting, and have a little bit more juice to them, a little spice.
That's it. We're just batch filming a few now because I'm away next weekend. And
where are you, by the way, next weekend?
I'm going to Mykonos.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's going to be fun. I went to Mykonos when I was really young, I think. But I haven't
been. What do you mean, you think?
As in, I've been to Greece quite a few times with my family.
Okay, yeah. So you don't know if you went to Mykonos?
Yeah.
Mykonos is amazing. Please, are you going to Scorpios?
Yeah, we've got the full thing planned out.
I think I'm going to mute your stories just because I'm going to be so jealous.
So yeah, we've got it all mapped out.
Are you in a villa?
Yes, in a villa. Nice villa. Really excited. It's my first time going. The boys I'm going with have been for like the last 3 years, and they like swear by it. They think it's like the best place on the planet.
For me, I feel like I'm well. I think I'm well traveled, and Mykonos is my favorite place to go.
Because it sounds like it's a bit more of a less sort of like Brit infested,
yep,
sort 100%. Of like party location with very cool people.
Way more Europeans.
Lots of like super nice places to go for dinner, and it's also like not super intense clubby vibes. It's more like
the
beach
town
parties.
The town is beautiful as well.
Yeah, which sounds right up my street because I find Ibiza a little bit intense. I love it, but it's a bit much for
constant
me.
Party.
And I find it, I don't really like the Brit Abroad vibe.
No, it's true.
I really don't like it.
I think what you'll love about Mykonos is the how cool it is, like the cool aspect, the people there, like really. And it's also not an old crowd, but not a young crowd. So it's like in the middle of like, you've got your 30s to 40s, and then it's just, Scorpios is epic because it's, like you said, it's not really Brit crowd. Every time I've been, not really a British kind of like stags and all that kind of stuff. It's quite luxe. And also you have to have money, and this is not patronizing in any way, you have to have money to go to Mykonos.
Apparently the price have gone through the roof,
bro,
this year.
When I went last time, I spent $5,000 in a week.
Mad.
Yeah.
Well, and that
was because we did Zuma, we did, you're just spending a lot. Like you can do it cheaper. Trust me, you can. But at that time, we were just like, oh, fuck it. Like, you just want to have a good time.
My mate who we're going with, he's out there or was out there last week with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he was saying the price has gone up again this year. It's like something stupid, like €150 just to get a sunbed before you've even bought anything.
Yeah, it's mad.
And it's just like, people there are just
to be fair, bleeding
money.
I've never done the beaches there. I've done the beach bars,
where did you go when you went?
Alamigou, Scorpio.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Alamigou, yeah.
Oh, mate.
Have you been saying it?
I haven't even known, mate. I've just been reading it all the time. Everyone's been talking about it. I've been reading it as like Almego or something.
Almego.
It's one of those ones I didn't really know how to pronounce it, but okay, fine.
Alamigou.
Alamigou, yeah.
Sick. Unbelievable. Like, it's a little trek to go down as well.
So,
or you can quad bike it there.
Okay, sick.
Make sure you get quad bikes.
We're not doing quads.
To get around, it's the easiest way.
Yeah, but we don't need, like, as in, did you quad
everywhere
to and from when you were going out?
No.
How much does it cost to rent them, do you know, roughly?
Oh my god, we have the guy there who gives us a deal.
Can you talk me out?
I could actually talk to them. Yeah. He gave us, if you've got a group of friends, it gives you a deal.
Yeah. We have, yeah.
So because we rented 10, so it was like, okay, we'll give you like a discount for us. I can't remember exactly how much it was, but it was cheap.
Let's let me write that down to a message after.
Yeah, and I'll link you up. That would, for me, the beauty of, because basically the reason why you say quads is because in Mykonos the roads are so small, driving is fucking scary. Obviously, I mean, I don't drive, but even in taxis, it's actually really, really scary. The quad bikes, you just whiz around everywhere. You go around town, you go to the beaches, you can go, if you just want to go on a trek on your own and discover a little bit of the island, it's 10K the whole island, and it's mad. It's really fun. You're gonna have the best time.
Yeah, we're going there. Scorpios one day.
Yes,
we're going to a club called Moni most evenings.
Moni, okay.
All, apparently, it's unreal.
No, I
apparently it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I haven't done Moni yet. No,
nice. That's all like,
well, yeah, that kind of vibe. Like the box vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, ish. Not the box, but like apparently it's just like the people there, the caliber's unbelievable.
The girls. Essentially, you're there.
Not just that, but like apparently it's a really cool place. And then we're going to a few other places. I forget the names. But yeah, it got sorted by, you know, Nathaniel, the Gem Lucy's.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's out there at the moment, so been chatting to him about it.
Oh, sick. He's going to... Oh, yeah, but bro, he'll sort you out of everything then, because pretty much lives there.
Yeah,
Miklos is such vibe. We're going again... Well, I'm going again in August, August. No, I might bring Sam just to film some stuff, but I'm going to go Temps, Liv, Emily. You're welcome to come, by the way.
Where do you go?
Got a free hotel, so...
What date?
Not sure yet. We haven't done the dates yet.
Well, yeah, I'll be keen.
Yeah, we're not doing Villa this time.
I mean, I'll come for a weekend or something.
We're doing a weekend. Yeah. We're doing a long weekend. Again, Mykonos, you don't need to.
But when would it be? End of August, you say?
End of August, maybe beginning of September.
Yeah, I'm very keen. Let's do it.
Yeah,
I'll be able to.
Yeah,
I'd imagine I'll probably be gagging to come back after.
Yeah.
Right,
oh
after
my god.
Weekend.
That'll be
good timing for me as well. Actually.
Yeah. Sick.
So let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Love that.
We should 100% get a ski trip booked in as well for like late in ski season.
Yeah, March. Yearly thing.
That'll because every time we've done it the last 2 years, which has been amazing with Purple Ski, India.
Yeah.
Our girl.
It's the way you said it. Our girl.
With India and Purple Ski, it's been amazing, but we've done it quite early on. Mm. It'd be amazing to do it at the end because the weather is always stunning.
Yeah.
Just like everyone's on way more of a like good vibe as well because it's like not
I think
there.
Yeah, and also I'd like to go somewhere else.
She said next time we can do Val d'Isère.
Yeah,
but why don't we go for dinner with her?
Yeah, we'll sort a ski thing.
But anyway, mate, how are things going with you and Emily? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. What
do I make you laugh?
Yeah, you make me laugh. That's okay. A good thing.
Yeah, that's good.
How are things going with Emily? You know what,
Emily
yeah.
Sorry Emily.
It's going really, really well, man. It's a little bit scary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, I can relate. Like, I find it quite scary when you get to that stage.
Yeah, I'm... And it's a good scary, right? Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
But I'm very aware that I'm no longer single.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really weird thing. I think people will be like, what the hell are you talking about? But you have to understand, like, I've been single for 6, close to 7 years now.
Yeah.
So
it's quite mad when you put it like that. Because when people ask me and I tell them, I'm like, wow, that's actually quite a long time.
Long time. Like, obviously, I've dated here and there, but nothing really this serious in a very long time. So the last time I was in a real relationship, I was 22.
Mm.
So now I'm like, I'm not only older, life is different, you know, so you... I don't remember what it's like to be in a relationship or how to act in a relationship.
Yeah.
I know how to be with someone, obviously, and how to treat them right and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's the relationship status who is like, obviously, we're not in a relationship right now. Well, I mean, we could be by the time this comes out. We actually probably are by time.
What, have you got it planned?
Yeah, I've got it planned.
No.
I can talk about it because it will be done by
the time
this comes out.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, so.
When's it happening?
It's happening this Friday.
This Friday? Really? Yeah. Yes.
So, basically, I saw something and I was like, I have to do it. I want to do it in the most, like, in a kind of a comical way. Like, something, like, cute.
Yeah.
You know, nothing, like, super intense. I don't want to be, like, in a dinner and be like, babe, do you want to be my girlfriend? Like, I want to do that. So, what I'm going to do, and I don't know if this is happening yet. I'm still looking for bookings and everything. But I'm booking a hotel called Ruby's Hotel in Notting Hill. It's, like, this really cool black hotel. Amazing bar, like, really vibey. And they've got these really, really cool rooms. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to book a room for a night, put rose petals everywhere. We're going to go for dinner. But before, I'm going to get order pizza in, okay? And in the pizza box, as she opens it, it's going to say, do you want to be my girlfriend? Or is this a bit cheesy?
So you're going to arrive at the hotel?
Yeah. And there'll be a pizza box. And she's like, why is there pizza? I'm like,
right,
what?
And then you'll go out for dinner.
Then we go out for
right.
dinner.
Right, I thought you meant as in you'll go out for dinner, you'll come back, and then, right, I'm still a bit hungry and all some pizzas.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
No, it'll
be like
a
pizza box, like rose petals everywhere, a pizza box, and it will
What brought that idea on?
So I saw a meme, and I thought, oh my God, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I love the fact it's like, it was just a bit cheesy. Obviously, the pizza's just
yeah,
cheesy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's just something light and fun. Because yeah. it's not like you're getting engaged or it's like.
Well, bro, I mean, even that in itself is going more than the extra mile than most people do when they ask them to be their girlfriend.
Exactly.
So I think it's really good. It's very thoughtful. Mm. And that hotel, right? Is that right opposite where there's like a parade of shops?
Yeah.
Because I always thought that was a...
It's a bar. It looks like a bar, doesn't it?
No. I always thought that was someone's house.
Yeah, it looks
black
like...
Black one.
Yeah, all black.
Maybe I'm thinking
it's
of
huge. It's on the main road. I think you're thinking about something else.
I'm thinking about another one. Yeah. Because there's always like... I look at that house and I'm like, that guy's a boss.
Yeah, no, it's
like
not...
A black Aston Martin to match the house.
I know what you talk about. I've seen that one. That's on Instagram. It's got its own Instagram account.
Really?
Yeah, it's mad.
Wow.
But yeah, this one is like, it's fully black. Yeah. And it looks like a furniture shop. When you look outside, you're like, oh, they must sell furniture. But it's actually a really cool hotel. So I'm booking that for Friday. And then we're going to go, I don't know, we might just do dinner in the place because there's like a really lovely restaurant in there. So I might do that. Or Notting Hill's lovely. Like even if it's
Go to Gold.
Yeah, Summit even. What,
you need to get on that.
No, but she always goes to Gold.
Does she?
She went to Gold last week. Though. So I don't want to do that. I want to do something different. And also Notting Hill, what I love, if it's a summer evening, like it's really nice to go for like walks, going around where the shops are. So we'll see. I'll figure it out. Still planning at the moment. It's probably done. It's probably on my Instagram now if you're watching this.
Oh, you're gonna Instagram it?
I'm gonna video, yeah. Yeah, I'm over the camera. So, it's a little bit... Yes, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm really nervous. So excited, though. hopefully she said yes by now. Because if she hasn't, this is coming out.
Yeah, it's gonna be cut out. It's gonna cut out. Never happened.
Yeah, so I don't know. And that's why I'm saying, like, I know it's going there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have a girlfriend. That's fucking mad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to it.
Bro, that is fucking
crazy. That is crazy. Like,
Look, do you want me to be completely honest?
Yeah, go for it.
Mate, I didn't think you'd have a girlfriend for...
another 4 years.
I just didn't think you'd ever have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, similar to me. Like,
yeah, 100%. No. I never think you're going to get a girlfriend.
Yeah, like, we're just like, look, we're never going to have girlfriends, which we've been doing this podcast the whole life.
I will be in raffles at age of 40. 100%. Like, I never... I guess... I always knew that I would date seriously at some stage and then, oh, whatever, it wouldn't work out. And I guess that's a really bad way of seeing things. But because of the nature of my lifestyle, it's quite hard to maintain a relationship, I think, in what we do and everything. So I just didn't really think it was going to get that stage. And I've met this amazing girl and I'm like, it's scary because she's so good for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
I normally go towards girls who have a lot of baggage. There's a lot of main issues and there's always a problem or like, you know, there's either an age difference or kids or, friends who've hooked up with them or Chelsea or fame because they just want to be with you because of that. And there's always something, right? Yeah. And with Amelie, I'm like, fuck, she's just really, she's so good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I mean,
think that scares me.
Yeah, no, it's great to see, mate. I'm really happy for you. I haven't really had the chance to properly meet her yet, but she seems like super chilled, laid back, really good vibe.
Yeah.
Lovely girl. But yeah, I'm excited to get to know more.
No, 100%. I'm really excited for my best friends to now, like, you know, I've always said, like, I was talking to Tance about this the other day. Like, for me, there's a lot of guys who I think maybe find this weird where I don't want my girl to be like close with my mates or whatever. Like, I see it as the opposite. Like, if I'm out of the country, I would want you to take Amelie out for like a drink or dinner or whatever. First, because I trust you, one of my boys, but also because it's like, if I'm not there and my best friend can actually be friends with my girl, that's so cool to me. That's really cool to me. And there's a huge trust there. And I think a lot of guys find that really weird. And, you know, I think it's quite, they're quite insecure. They can't handle that. It's like, no, you can't be hanging out with, why are you hanging out with my boy? Like, no. I think that's a positive thing. Like, if that person is one of your closest friends and you've got a new relationship, then isn't that quite beautiful that all of you can be like quite close? You know,
it's so key that someone you're dating or in a relationship with gets on with people that you're close to, for sure.
It helps 100%.
100%, yeah. Otherwise, it's like, well, it can be done, but it's just a nicer dynamic, isn't it?
It helps. I think it definitely helps. I think the right people, though.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
The right people.
But yeah, that kind of brings me on to what I was going to ask you about today. So with now moving into the stage of being in a relationship, what is your stance on social media?
Yeah.
In the sense of, you know, are you now following as many girls?
Yeah.
Are you liking people's photos the same as you did before? Is there a difference in how you act?
Yeah, for sure there is. I just realized I said yep as you were saying that, but I was just saying, yeah, I was just like, yep. No, I'm saying yes to what you're saying. Yeah, so no, there is 100%. And I mean, to be fair, as soon as Emily and I started, really, like after our probably second date, I was like, yeah, I'm done now with anyone that I've like been following or talking to in the past. So it's kind of like a bit cutthroat, but you kind of have to do it.
Well, it's not cutthroat though, because it's like, you're just not liking someone's photo. It's not like, well,
yeah, it's true, but I think I'm so used to it. I'm so used to it.
The way you frame that is like, she's gonna be heartbroken.
yeah, she's. Oh, why has Moss not liked my picture?
No. I know what you mean, though.
I've
as in you were giving people attention before.
Yeah.
But now you're just like, nah.
But it's weird though, because like, I'm so used to being on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was because, okay, yes, work, branding, playtime, whatever, all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it was also looking at girls, liking their pictures, sliding in.
Yeah.
All
oh
that
yeah, kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other day I was like doing work on my laptop and I was like taking a break, looked at my phone, and I naturally just went on my phone and I was like, oh, what? I don't need to be on my Instagram. I was like, why am I on Instagram? And I was like, okay, that's weird. And I'm more aware of the weirdly of how natural it came to me just to be like going on my Instagram and maybe looking at girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't realize it until now I'm in a relationship and I'm like, whoa, this is weird. So I think that's adjusting as well. And I think that's it's a healthy thing to acknowledge it. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, I really, and I also don't want to do it, but I've been aware that for 6 years I've been doing that. So it's a natural thing that you've been doing for so much time that you kind of have to teach yourself now that you don't do that. And not because you want to do it, it's because it's a natural habit. If you do the same thing every single day for a number amount of years, then yeah, you have to come out of that habit, which is a fucking weird habit, just like looking at girls on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I guess it is, it's something that
it's like a little it's like social media, like getting that dopamine hit, but yeah. Also with dating, like dating apps, like getting that dopamine hit of like seeing some girl
and like, oh, she's fit, and then you're
so but it sounds like you're in a really great headspace with it. But we're okay, I guess the following's an obvious one. What about liking photos? Where's the line with, say you've got a friend, bikini photo, can you like it?
You know what, I don't know the answer.
Okay, because, let me give you
like Emily Blackwell,
yeah
really, really good. Really good friend of mine. Considers probably one of my closest girlfriends as a friend. She posts a lot of bikini pictures. I see it as I'm liking your picture because I'm supporting you. Do you see what I mean? I don't look at Emily and go, oh, that fit. I'm not doing that. Like, Jordan, don't worry, I'm not doing that. But do you know what I mean? So for me, it's like, well...
Yeah, to be fair, I do find it slightly on the border, even when you know the person whose girlfriend it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Because okay,
it's like
so let me put it this way. Like, for example, if Jordan liked Emily's picture of her in a bikini, that would be weird. Because first of all,
so if I like a picture of Emily when she's away at the moment, will you be like, Charlie, mate, can we have a chat?
No, that's not weird to me, because I don't know. I don't know the answer, actually.
It depends. It's very situational.
That's what I think. I think it's weird if I was liking a girl's picture that... Okay, prime example. Amelie's friends.
Yeah.
I'll probably start following them on Instagram and she'll probably start following my friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
If one of her friends posted a picture of her in a bikini, I would not like it. Right? Okay, cool. You would.
Sorry, so it...
You would like Amelie's picture? No, oh yeah.
So say again, if Amelie's friends liked a photo of what?
No, I'm saying if Amelie's friends put a picture of herself or in a bikini, I wouldn't like it.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that.
Well, no, of course not.
Fuck that, no.
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 And that the same goes for, like... If I saw a like under your picture and you're like topless, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing that? but then, would I? I don't know if I would, because I'm like, I don't care. Because
it depends on it depends how thirst trappy it is.
Yeah, but they're all fat. If you're in your bikini or your boxers, like you're thirst trapping.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I'm trying to think in her perspective. Would she be annoyed if one of my friends who are girls liked a picture of me topless? Because obviously my Instagram is full of those. Is that weird?
It completely depends on your relationship with that friend. If it's like a pure through and through friend, yes, that's fine, I think. If it's someone you've had some history of some sort with, no.
Yeah.
Because, like, you and Em have kind of had a history, right? You kind of dated on camera or whatever.
We never dated. We drunkly kissed.
You had a thing. Well, yeah, no. That's...
We genuinely, like, this is the funny thing. Everyone thinks we've done loads of stuff and nothing. Like, literally, we had one night where we got really drunk and we kissed 4 years ago. And then we realized after the kiss, we were like, oh my God, we're just friends. And that is it. Like, that's literally the base of the story. And I think... I don't see that as a history, because it was like you were drunk with your mate kissing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like
Also,
I haven't told Amelie that. So, sorry, babe.
I guess it's an element of it is how threatened do you think that plays into it? How threatened do you feel by that person?
I think if you know what it is? I think if you're insecure, man, I think if you have any personal insecurities and you feel threatened by your partner's friendships, that's when it will cause a problem.
Yes, there's that, which I think plays into a big part, and there's also
respect.
There's also having respect and being aware.
Yeah.
Because you don't just blindly trust someone. Yeah, you might blindly trust someone, right? Mm. But then you need to also, even though you know that they trust you, you need to be aware of like how that might make them feel, or if that might be slightly borderline, you just wouldn't do it despite the trust, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bit of a way. Like,
well, I think when you're naturally in a relationship, you have to naturally distance yourself from people that you were probably close with.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact now that I'm with Amelie, I'm not going to be hanging out with Yaz as much, really, on my own. I really wouldn't. I'd probably hang out with her purely with other people.
Yeah.
On the occasion, maybe, you know, for quick coffee, catch up, whatever.
Yeah.
But not like I used to.
Because
there is a history there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hang out with necessarily Ruby on her own, which I'd never do anyway. It's always with her and Nick, or her and other girls, but other her friends. Or... yeah, like that's basically it. I think naturally you stay friends with them, but you're not as close. And I think people always see that as, oh, it's so bad. It's like, no, it isn't. You do realize, like, at a stage of your life, one day you're going to meet someone and you're going to create your own family of them. Mm. Like, you do know that's a new life. That doesn't mean you're taken away from your friendship. There's always going to be a solid base there, but you're essentially growing up. There's one point you've got to realize you're growing up.
Well, yeah, also it's just like you can't prioritize everyone's attention. It's like, it's just the way it is. It's not like you're pushing them further away. It's just the way it is when you're building something with someone, right?
So what do you think about the whole liking pictures in a relationship?
I've actually had this in a previous thing where I've liked someone's phone. It's not gone down well.
Explain the situation. What picture did you like? How long were you with the girl? And how did she find out?
To be honest, it wasn't even meant with any sort of like bad intent or anything. It was just me being a bit blasé.
Girls will never understand this, by the way.
Yeah.
Can I just put that in?
Okay, I was pretty blasé to it before this happened, actually. But it was a girl that I previously had a thing with.
Yeah.
Posted a bikini photo. I liked it. And my girlfriend at the time saw it and she went fucking nuts.
Okay, that I get.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
I didn't know at the time, though. I was like, I was just scrolling for Instagram. I was like, yeah, like, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't really thinking it through.
Just to help you out.
Was just like when I was a bit young and immature.
Can I just say, help you out of that? Something that girls, look, if you're listening to this now,
yeah,
or watching, and you'll never understand, even as I say this now, you'll never understand it because you're like, what? Guys will scroll through TikTok or Instagram and like without even realizing.
Yeah.
Like, I like pictures, and my friend was like, oh, you like that girl's picture? I'm like, did I? I don't, it's like a cool double tap. Like, I don't even realize what I'm doing at times. Whereas now I'm very aware of it.
See, my mindset as well is I'm not very frugal with my likes. I like to share the love. And
hey, we're just here helping Instagram accounts.
I'm just trying to help your algorithm. And that's all I'm here for.
Hey, look.
And I do it because I like to get it reciprocated to myself. And it's not really me being like, you know, I'm liking that girl. I didn't put much thought into it. I was just like, yeah, that deserves a like. Like, it's not like I'm liking it because I want to fuck you. It's like, sorry, that was put really brashly.
No, I'm joking.
Let's actually recut that.
No, that's fine. Well, yeah, that's fine.
No, it's not like I'm liking it because I want to have sex with you, but...
we'll keep the fucking.
But yeah, it's. I think people overthink it a bit. But in that scenario, yes, that's stupid. That's wrong. Yeah. I was a bit... dumb, immature.
How old were you? Like when you were like quite young, right? Teens. 26.
it was in my 20s, like early 20s.
Early 20s, yeah. I mean, look, like we were talking about the other episode, like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all these, you know, social accounts, like you're it's still very quite new, these apps and I guess technology and dating on these social networks.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a weird one. And I guess also it's like you did it once, you learned from it, you're like, fuck, I'll never do that again.
Oh yeah. Like I'd never do anything like that again. But going back to your question, I think it's okay to like a girl's photo who is a good friend and is clearly a friend. But not someone who you've had history with, or not just like some random girl you follow.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think...
Because ultimately, what the last thing you want to do with someone you're with is make them feel insecure. That is like the absolute worst thing you can do. You want to be building them up and the complete opposite to that. So liking a girl's photo who they might potentially be like, that's a bit strange. It's just not a good position.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
And it's also just not a nice thing to do. It's not like, it's just stupid.
If you're, like we just said, like obviously men are way more blasé in that sense, you know, and just anyone who does this maybe and also as any guys who are in relationships, they think, oh, I don't even really mean it. I don't even care. I'm just doing it because I'm on Instagram. I don't really like, you know, I don't really realize what I'm doing. Just put yourself in their position. Like, come on, if you're in a relationship and your girlfriend is liking guys who are on the beach, abbed up, who look better than you, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, and I, you know what? I actually, the other day, there's a few girls I follow on Instagram who have, since I've followed them, got boyfriends. And I'm like, why the fuck do you still follow me? Sometimes liking my photos.
Yeah,
stuff
no,
like
same.
That. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. You know what? It's this new generation of like, people never look at relationships for longevity. They go, I'm dating this guy. Like, oh, it's fun. Like, whatever it is. And they always say, the reason why they're still looking at your pictures or liking your pictures, it's because it's like, well,
could happen in the future.
Could happen in the future.
Yeah.
It's keeping you on the side, knowing you, just letting you know, by the way, I'm still here. I know it says that I've got a boyfriend, but if that ends, just know I'm here.
Yeah. And it's also sometimes the people who are so clearly in a relationship.
Oh my God.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
That's weird. But
I think you've got I'm trying to more and more just remind myself how it used to be done in the old days. Like, I genuinely do. Like, when I look at my parents, how they met, how they've been stuck together for so many years, you know.
Stuck together?
Well, you know, 30 plus years. Well,
do
done,
you, do you mean,
fam.
Do you mean as in, like, happily together?
Yeah, happily together. No. Yeah, they don't.
You know, I've been fucking stuck
yeah,
together.
Yeah, forced marriage. like, obviously, they love each
they've
other.
They've been happily married for a long time.
Yeah, and so, don't get me wrong, they've gone through their fucking hard times, but I'm in this new generation where it is so easy. Like, genuinely, it is so easy. And I think the mindset of thinking, oh, there's always going to be someone else, someone new,
yeah,
is a really bad mindset, because essentially you're going into a relationship thinking, well, if this ends, I've got someone else. I'm sure I'll find someone else. Mm. I want to go into a relationship going, there is no one else. There is only you. And that's it. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And like, look, if it ends, it ends. But I'm not thinking about that. I think people go into a relationship thinking, oh, there is an end date,
yeah,
before they've even like gone through it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, people must think that who continue to do the things we're talking about. But for me personally, I am probably the reason why I haven't been in a relationship for a long time. I wouldn't be with someone unless I thought it would last.
Yeah, that's good.
Because otherwise it's just like, why? What's the point?
How's the dating going?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So I actually, I was telling you this the other day, wasn't I? I organized two dates this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And sound like an absolute serial dater.
You are.
and the reason I organized them is because I'm trying to keep it a bit like low key at the moment. Mm. Going away soon, don't want to do anything too wild and go out. So I was like, oh, let's go on some dates. Got to Friday and I was like, I had to cancel. I was like, first of all, this isn't really fair to go on a date with someone when I'm not really excited and fully in it.
Yeah.
It's just, first of all, like, I personally, I don't really want to sit there and labor conversation, small talk.
Oh, there's just nothing worse than small talk.
Just for the like short-term gain of what might come out of it that evening.
Yeah.
And second of all, it's not really fair on the person to go on a date with them if you're not actually that excited.
Well, it's not fair because if your headspace is something else rather than actually dating them long-term.
Well, their headspace might be the same, but if I'm like...
So how long before the date did you cancel?
The afternoon. I was supposed to be seeing them that evening.
What time in the afternoon?
Like 3 p.m. But it wasn't a very... We weren't organised very far in advance. Okay. It was quite off the cuff.
To be
the
organisation. Fair, I said to you, because you said to me, you told me what you said to her. At least you told her. Some guys don't even say anything.
Well, I didn't just say nothing. I basically messaged her saying, look, I'm so sorry. I've had a really busy week. I'm really tired. To be completely honest, if I turn up, I'm going to be on bad form and I'm not really like in the right headspace to just like go on a date this evening. Completely understand if you don't want to see me again because it's rude me cancelling. Let me know. She was like, I probably won't message you back. And I was like, that's completely fine. Hope, wish you all the best.
wish you the best.
Yeah. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's probably better me doing that than me going along and just...
Yeah.
Sitting there and going through a conversation, some small talk that I'm not...
Oh,
for
worst.
Me as well, right?
Small talk.
What I've realised recently is I do go on a lot of those dates where I'll just go for the sake of going on a date because I'm like, ultimately, like...
Bit horny.
Look, I'm single, right?
It's true.
But...
I want to clarify something. Girls and guys do this. It's not just men.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has their needs and you're like, you're feeling a little bit, you know. Also, you can very much tell from messages before the date, like, where it's heading anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, this is clearly what it is. But also, like you just said, that Friday, you're probably thinking, I kind of know what would probably happen after this date, but I can't be arsed right now. I'm so tired. And that's fine.
Well, yeah, it's a number of things playing into it, just being super busy. Do I really value feeling really bad the next day from drinking and like...
Can I ask a question? So how does... You see it as a very easy kind of like... Not easy, but like, okay, cool. I'm not really feeling it. I've been honest with her. She gets it. She doesn't talk to me again. That's fine.
Yeah.
She's might have, you know, told herself, oh, I'm quite excited, quite, you know, nervous to see this guy, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the topic of rejection.
Yeah.
And you have essentially rejected her in a way. Not that you weren't not wanting to see her again after, but you kind of rejected her in some sort of way by saying you didn't want to see her that night and everything like that.
Yeah.
How have you ever, like, I think about this sometimes, where, first of all, have you been rejected quite a lot or not?
Yes, I get rejected pretty regularly.
Nice.
I mean,
how does it make you feel?
I, to be honest, I don't really take it to the, like, I just kind of take it to the chin. I'm just like, yeah, come on. This is a learning experience.
Yeah, next one.
I think it's, just before we go into that, I just want to say, like, I, the way I handled that was not just thinking about myself. It was also thinking about how it's going to be for her in that scenario. And like, it's not me being like rude by cancelling. It's more just thinking about the scenario as a one, and it's just, it's probably more fair not to go on for a drink with her.
Yeah, no.
Do you think that's, dealt with that in a bad way?
No, I think you, look, the only thing that was bad is that you told her late in the afternoon.
But the thing is, the whole thing was quite impromptu anyway. She, like, we hadn't spoken in ages.
That's what I'm saying.
And she was like, oh, are you free for a drink? And I was like, yeah, the day before.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's, you've done nothing bad. Like, you've essentially told her the truth. You said that you were tired. You weren't really up for, like, just going on a date right now. There is no point. And you've actually even said, I understand completely if you don't want to talk to me after this. Like, you've been very transparent. And she decided that she didn't want to talk to you after that. And that is fine. It's just, it's an ego thing. You know, when you take rejection and you can't handle it, you've got to look at yourself more than why the person rejecting you. I think a lot of people take it really, really personally.
Yeah.
If you're thinking, okay, oh my God, it must be me, or what have I done? It's like, most of the time when someone rejects you, it's like, the big reason isn't really, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not feeling it. Or
it's a situational thing. There's a number of different factors.
100%.
But when you, okay, so going to your question, rejected at what, in what way? Like, at what stage? Because there's one thing being rejected, you know, someone not wanting to go on a date with you on a dating app versus being rejected, broken up with in a long-term relationship. Like, there's scales.
Well, I'm talking about more rejection before it gets into a relationship. So probably like trying to, you know, having the courage to go up to a girl and say, or vice versa, girl to a guy and saying, hey, I really fancy you. Like, would love to take you out, or like, would like to go for a drink. And you're like, sorry, no.
Yeah.
Like the rejection there. How do you deal with it? Like, we've been rejected over the years. I feel like we've got pretty thick skin when it comes to that kind of stuff. Also, like you just said, it's kind of like a learning curve. But to anyone who's quite worried about that, who's like not willing to put themselves out there to possibly, there's a 50-50 of you getting rejected, 100%. 100%.
Sorry, I'm just laughing because, you know, Jack Josh.
Yeah.
He's done a sketch on this recently.
Oh, really?
Where it's like the thing is called "What's the worst that can happen?" And it's about this scenario. And it's like the guy's like, "Oh, what's the worst that can happen?" She can say no.
Yeah.
He's like, "You're right. The worst that she can happen is say no." Walks over to this girl, and then this girl literally like throws up in his face. Like,
oh my god!
Like, completely sags him off. He walks away and he's like mentally scarred. Yeah.
Okay, well,
but no, that is literally what I was about to say.
Yeah,
what is the worst that can happen? Right, like it's just gonna be a no. But I tell you what, you'll feel better for finding out rather than never having known, because otherwise, there's been so many times, right, where I know we've done it collectively together.
Yeah.
Where we've walked past a girl and be like, oh my God, why did we, next group of girls, let's speak to them.
Yeah.
We've said that before, back when we first started hanging out together.
Yeah, it's so true.
And those times, if we had gone up to them, we would have been like, felt so much better than just feeling like.
Well, what do you think about it? Like, I always think, well, like you just said, what is the worst thing that, you know, you go up to a girl on the street and you go, hey, like, I find you really attractive. And they go, oh, sorry, I've got a boyfriend. Or like, no, I don't really fancy you. Like, cool.
Would that be what you would say then? If you approach someone, you'd say, hey, I find you really attractive. Yeah. Would you like to go for a drink?
That's my, I would definitely do that. Okay. I think because the reason why I would go so kind of to the point of why you're approaching the girl is because the whole chat up line thing, Look, if you're a funny guy and you can do a really funny chat up line, sick, do it. But I'm not that funny. So I'm basing my looks and my confidence. So yeah. My thing is, I'm approaching you for a reason. So I'm not going to go around the boat like, oh, hey, how's your day? Or like, or say something like something stupid. Oh, I like your back. Like, no, I'm going to go like, hey, look, I find you really attractive. I thought I'd come up and say, hey, and I was wondering if maybe you'd like to go for a drink. Can I get your number?
Yeah.
And then the girl will be like, first of all, she's going to feel so happy that you've said, I find you really attractive.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, wow, I'm attractive. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. And if she's not in a relationship or she's not dating anyone, and look, it ends up being, does she fancy you visually? She doesn't know who you are. You've said like two sentences to her. So it's going to be a 50-50 on, are you her type?
Yeah.
Just base it on that for now.
Yeah.
And then she goes, she looks at you. Yeah, kind of, why not? I'm free like tomorrow. Here's my number. Done. By the way, I've never done this before. I've never done that before. But that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Actually, have I done that? No, I have.
Mate, I'll tell you what, it takes balls.
It fucking does.
It really does. Like, especially doing it sober. Yeah. Like, doing it after a couple of drinks, fine.
So easy.
Easy.
So easy.
But doing that sober takes a lot. I actually bumped into an old friend the other day, and he was telling me about how he went to this shop and found this girl really attractive, and he was like kicking himself the whole week that he didn't go, like didn't ask her for a number. Anyway, he like basically spent like, he went back maybe two or three more times and tried to pluck up the courage, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Ended up doing it, and then she ended up just saying no. But I was like, I rate that so much because I would never do that. That's such balls.
You know what I'd love to do? The test, right? I'd love to do a test where you find a girl like maybe a shopping mall.
Yeah.
Right? And all three go up and see who she says yes and no to. So what, not at the same time. So you'll go up to her once. Hey, you know, I find you really attractive. And she goes, oh, no. And then like maybe 10 minutes later, your mate goes, go, hey, and like see if she says yes.
You know what? I think a big part of it is the situation you're in, because I think that girl, when he told me the story, she was working in the shop, and I feel like when you're working, you feel like you can't no matter how attractive you found them, you can't be seen to be like chatting with someone in that capacity. So it's definitely situational. It's also, if you're in an environment where there's loads of different people, you're probably like, fuck, everyone's looking at me. So you want to do it in a real
secluded area. Yeah, down the alley.
No, that sounds bad. But you don't want to do it somewhere that's super exposed, do you? You want them to feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, of course.
And not feel like you're approaching really brashly.
Yeah, you, because also to anyone who is willing to approach a woman in the streets, please do it respectfully and not creepy. Don't like be following them behind and going, excuse me, miss, I find you really attractive.
Yeah. Like, you always think about like, is that going to make the girl feel uncomfortable? If it is, don't do it.
Just make sure you're in the right situation, and you'll always know. Like, if you yourself feel awkward and feel like this is a weird situation, don't do it then. If you feel like, okay, this is the right time, it's a good way of approaching someone, 100% do it. But look, the moral of the story is about rejection is you're going to get rejected.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
My barber, Kieran Webb, London barber, shout out.
Nice.
If you...
Joey Wheeler, Richard Ward, shout out.
He told me a story about one of his mates who, whenever he approaches a girl, he'll like walk up to a group of really fit birds, and he'll go, girls, there's a girl in this bar that I find really attractive. I don't know what to say to her. Like, what would you say to a girl that you think is really attractive? Then they'll like give you loads of advice.
I love this. Then
walks off, does a circle, walks straight back, and just sort of stands the girl next to him, like, says exactly what.
Yes,
that is, how good is that?
That is unreal.
How good is that?
Oh my god, that is such a good.
I want to do that. Oh,
can I be there when you do it? Because I can't be there anymore. But that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
That's so good.
Apparently,
that's mad.
Apparently, all the girls find success it rate. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, of course.
They're all just like, that is so jokes.
That is probably one of the best chat up lines you could ever do.
Yeah.
Unreal. Ask for the advice and then do the fucking thing. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Fair play.
I might actually trial that out this weekend.
Yeah, no, okay, cool.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, so what's your worst rejection? Like, what's the worst one you've gone through? I think it will help any boys who are scared. We'll talk to you about our rejections, so you feel better. What's the worst rejection you've ever had?
I don't know, really. There hasn't been any that have been like absolute. They're all pretty similar, to be completely honest.
Ghosting.
Yeah, I've had ghosting. I've had people.
That's a form of rejection, I guess.
I guess what's more deep is getting rejected after you've been on a first date with someone. I feel like that's the worst stage, because it's almost like
they liked you in the beginning. They liked you in the beginning, and then you
had a shit first date.
Yeah.
And I've had that with a few girls.
The roast.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, that's happened to me before as well, where you're not good enough for the first date.
Yeah, it does make you question yourself a little bit, doesn't it? It's like, fuck, I need to up my game.
Yeah, but again, I think it...
But no, but that's also wrong. I shouldn't say that, because you should be yourself, and if it's not a good match, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it is quite difficult.
it's hard. It's like, it's, you know what? See it in this way. You've worked years and years to get the job of your dreams and you don't get it.
Yeah.
It sucks. But one thing that I can always say, you're all going to go for it, right? You're all going to go to that meeting, that interview, and try get the job. So see it in that way. Think that you're getting a job, but you're getting a girl. And instead of getting the job, you get the girl. And if you don't get the girl, it's like you didn't get the job. So go for it anyway. Like, that's like the perfect way to see it. I'm working hard to get that job.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you're risen hard to get that girl.
Yeah.
And if you fail, you fail. But you know what? There'll be a new job role soon, and there'll be a new girl soon. And then you'll maybe get her.
I tell you what is quite a good topic to cover, actually, is getting back into dating after a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Because that is actually something I feel like a lot of people can relate to, because getting back into dating after a long-term relationship is tricky. It's a very weird scenario because it's so alien.
Mm.
And it's almost like your confidence levels aren't...
Of course not.
Aren't there.
I think it's hard because a lot of people have different viewpoints on this. It's like, when you've just come out of a long-term relationship, do you go back into dating soon, or do you take a year off, or what do you do? I've always said, and I think I now... Not that I disagree, but I've got two answers to this, essentially. If you come out of a long-term relationship, you definitely need some time on your own. I think you definitely need time to rediscover yourself and also heal from the breakup.
Yeah.
Because especially it's long-term, you once loved someone, they're no longer in your life. You've got a routine that you used to have with them and you don't have that anymore. All of a sudden it's gone. So you've got to take some time. However, some people find it hard to not have that love present every single day. So they need the love, and they actually can repair themselves whilst being in love with someone new. And I've recently seen that, and not with myself, but with other people, right? And I think I've always judged that, like, no, you've got to stay on your own. But I'm like, actually, no, if it doesn't work for you and you actually need a partner to help you get over that next person, and also...
Who are you talking about here?
No one.
I think I know who you're talking about.
You did that. Just say it and we'll bleep it. You know what? I wasn't thinking about that person, but perfect example.
Yeah.
Because you're so perfect. We can actually leave this in.
No, don't leave the name in, because we don't want to...
Okay, well, essentially... Well, okay.
Let's
not
leave that name.
Yeah, yeah, fine. But like, what...
But can we bleep that out, Laurie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's so good about that example, it's very true. Like, this person, and I actually was talking to her the other day, and she said it to me. She was like, it's so funny, like, I can't not be in a relationship, but it doesn't mean that I love less the next person. It just means that I just want that. That's what I want in my life. And it works for people. It works for others. And some people, for example, me, I'm the opposite. If I come out of a long-term relationship, I need to be on my own. I really need my own. I need to just refigure things out and be like, okay, because I love quite hard anyway. And I feel like it's an injustice on the new person that I may be being with. And I don't want to be feeling that the reason why I'm giving you this amount of love is because I was holding it for the other person that I'm not with anymore. And I feel like in my head, it plays tricks on me. I'm like, am I doing it because I love you, or is it because I'm still not over someone else?
Yeah, 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 100%.
That's a big thing. That's a great clip. I'm going to clip that.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Well, how about you? How do you see that?
Question being,
well, do you think you can love, or not love, is it healthier to take time off, or to, what's your viewpoint on being dating after a long-term relationship?
Yeah, I think 100% you will need some time off a relationship without a shadow of a doubt. I think also when you come out of a long-term relationship, you have this dependency on someone, and sometimes it can sort of trickle into your next casual thing or whatever it may be. I notice that myself whenever I come out of like something long-term with someone, the next person I see, I'm more dependent on them than would be natural at that stage.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a thing personally to me. Do you find that as well?
Say that again, I blanked out. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know why. I was thinking about something completely different as you said that thing. I literally went, and you went, like, what about you? I went, oh my God, I have no idea what you said. Say that again. Sorry. I don't know what happened. I literally zoned out.
You were just like, yep.
I was expecting you, because I realized I zoned out, and then you went, what do you think? I went, oh fuck, I don't know what you said. Oh, what were you saying?
I basically said, sometimes when I come out of something long term with someone, I'm quite dependent on that person. It just become you become dependent on someone that you're with for a long time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the next person you see, maybe in more of a casual capacity, you might have more dependence on them than you would do normally.
So it's essentially what I was saying before, like when you've got that routine with someone constantly.
Yes.
And you lose that routine, but all of a sudden it's scary.
Yeah, but it's good to snap out of that and understand what it's like to be alone. And
I think people are so scared to be on their own.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I think it's so, so healthy to be able to spend some time. Me, naturally, as well, I'd say I'm more of an introverted person, and I actually really enjoy spending time on my own.
Yeah.
And it's saying I need, otherwise everything's a bit much for me.
100%. You need breathing space.
Yeah, but I think for people who are naturally extremely extroverted and need to be around people the whole time, it's probably quite a lot more difficult.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think
what sort of part of the spectrum are you on in terms of, do you feel like you're fully extrovert, introverted, or
I've got this thing. Oh, I can't remember.
Because I'm like, I think it's called like an omnivert.
That's what I am.
So
we've spoken about this, haven't we?
Have we
done this podcast?
But it's basically this is exactly what I'm like, and it's basically a cross between extrovert and introvert. I'm energized by social situations where there's lots of people, but I also find them very draining, and I need the downtime where I'm on my own.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like a mixture of the two, but I'm...
Yeah. So I'm the same. So I always thought, maybe it wasn't with you, I was talking about omnivert, right, with someone, and I always thought I was extrovert, and my friend was like, you're not, you're introvert. I was like, what? I was like, yeah, because I love my time on my own. I fucking love it. I love when I go back to my flat on my own. I'm doing my own thing. I move my own thoughts. I settle. I train on my own. Mostly I try to train on my own anywhere, like every now and again with you or with Hendrix, whatever. It's always nice. And when I'm in social situations, I feed off being lively with some people and creating an atmosphere and having fun. But day to day, I'm an introvert. Like, if it wasn't for my job role, I guess, and being such a socialite, I would probably be way more introvert. But that's there's a weird balance. Like, I thrive when I have to be extrovert and I can do it, but I get so drained by it.
Oh, yeah.
I get so drained by it that I need that time on my own.
Yeah.
And when I have that time on my own, it's like a reboost of energy.
It's like, almost like a recharge of the batteries, isn't it? It's like a reset in the brain. If I spend extended periods around people who I don't know really well, that I can't just like, you know, take some time out and just like not be talking all the time, I get so drained by it, because I'm just constantly having to like, you know,
you're switched on, right?
Yeah, and I need that downtime. So I I'm a lot better when I spend a lot of time on my own and then see people in short doses.
We're very similar. We're very, very similar. I think it's important to have both.
Yeah.
A little bit. I think if you're introvert, I think it's really important to try to put yourself out there a little bit more.
Mm. I was actually listening to something the other day, and it was saying that, you know, what people don't realize is a big part of what makes humans happy is, you know, companionships, friendships, and being around people. And for someone who's introverted, they might naturally just not want to do those sort of things. But going and pushing yourself out there and doing those sort of things will often actually really, even if you're doing a short dose, will really be good for you, because it's like, just having companionship is like, it makes you happy, right?
I think it's really, super important.
Yeah.
It's really important to push yourself in situations where you feel maybe uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It gives you an extra boost of confidence. It helps you knowing yourself a little bit more and your limits on certain things in life. I think that's really, really important. And I think also it's important the other way around. I think it's important if someone is an extrovert, and we know a lot of people who love to be around people, needs a party all the time, or, you know, be constantly feeding off other people. Like, it's important to be able to take some time away for yourself, because you give so much out. You give that energy is I believe in that. I really believe in energies. Like, I feel like when I'm being, you know, evaporated by people, and I've given so much to someone, and you feel like mentally drained, you know? So I think it's important to give that time to yourself to really, like you just said, recharge your batteries. Some people don't do it, man. They're constantly all the time.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I wouldn't
it's
have
crazy.
Oh, I can't do that, man.
Yeah,
no
I can't.
Way.
It's crazy.
I'll end
man.
Up hitting someone in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, shut up.
Honestly, with me, it hits a stage where I'm just like,
fuck off.
Yeah, I don't say fuck off, but I just cut people off in conversation. I'm just like, people ask me a question, I'm like, yeah, it's all right. And then I'll just stop talking.
Yeah.
Just because I can't do it. Mm. I just hit a level and I'm just like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. No, very, very true. So before, how long were we on?
Yeah, we're good.
Fucking hell.
Mate, we're
smashing it. We haven't even gone through the other topic, which we'll leave for the next one, I think.
Which is?
That's so funny. Scorpio's Mykonos just fucking messaged.
Saying what?
There's a new... someone's DJing.
Oh, right.
That's so funny we're talking about that. The other one was, how long should you last in bed? But I think that's a whole new episode.
I feel like that's a new episode.
Yeah, because we can go down a long, long road.
Yeah, let's do a new episode. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. That was quite an interesting episode. We went off on quite a few tangents there.
Love it. I zoned out as well.
But yeah.
Don't know what happened there.
To be fair, I didn't say, but earlier on when you asked me a question, I was like... You know, I asked you to read.
Is that why you asked
me? Yeah. I just styled it. I just, you were just up front about it. I kind of just styled it out a little bit. I was like, so what do you mean?
Yeah. What was the question again? In my head, I was like, you're the one who asked me the question. Yeah. So why are you asking?
Yeah. Well, anyway, very good episode again. And thanks so much for listening, guys. Please go like, subscribe for Spotify, YouTube. And also, if you're interested in seeing our weekly episodes of Patreon as well, which we're back on, please go and subscribe. It's like £3 a month around that.
We're doing giveaways.
We are doing giveaways now every month, and every 100 patrons we get, we're getting one of you on the podcast.
Yeah.
So there's a chance for you to come sit on this sofa with us.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be really, really fun. Yeah, that Chai said it all. So see you next week.
See you later.